When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man and sent him down onto this earth, Allah did not leave man to wallow in ignorance. Allah facilitated for man to acquire knowledge so that he may be saved from every kind of harm and destruction, be it worldly or eternal. And not only was man taught about worldly and eternal dangers surrounding him, but he was also informed about the worldly and eternal benefits. He was informed through various mediums. Man was ignorant. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And Allah brought you out of the wombs of your mothers while you knew nothing. And the first teaching that took place was in the heavens when Allah himself was the teacher and Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was a student. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهُ. And Allah taught Adam all the names. Similarly, when Allah sent our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to guide mankind, Allah taught him so that he in turn would teach those whom he was sent to. Allah Rabbul Izzah taught Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Jibreel was also the medium. Allamahu Shadidul Quwa. Allah has appointed Jibreel to teach Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sidna Mas'ud says that he came upon Mughira in Shu'bah in Iraq, and he once delayed his salah, and he said to him, Mughira, what is this, O Mughira? Are you not aware that once Jibreel came down and offered salah, the Fajr, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered the salah as well? He then offered the salah, the Dhuhr, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered the salah, and then he offered the salah, the Asr, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered the salah. He then offered the Maghrib, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered it as well. He offered the Isha, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam offered it, and then he said that I was commanded to teach you this. So man needed to be taught the reality of this world, the origins, where we come from, and be linked with Almighty Allah. This was the obligation. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Bu'ithtu mu'allima, I've been sent as a teacher. Allah has not sent me as one to cause difficulty to others, nor to desire hardship and difficulty for others. But he has sent me as a teacher and one who makes things easy for others. So this was the role of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make things easy. And in different ways, at different points, he taught the Sahaba. He taught through the way he spoke. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very eloquent in his manner of speech. Free-flowing, never spoke more than was necessary. His explanations was clear and concise, and he possessed a large vocabulary of words to use the appropriate word, appropriate term, so that they could understand. So Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to speak continuously as you do, that's what she said. Instead, he used to speak very clearly with frequent pauses, enabling his audience to remember whatever he said. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used different methods. He taught the Sahaba through his own example. So he was a practical example of what needed to be passed on. Then also, he would consider the different levels of the student. There are numerous examples in this regard when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam imparted various teachings to some while withholding it from others, simply on account of the understanding level of the person in front of him, the learner in front of him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam adjusted what he needed to say accordingly. And you would gauge the level of understanding. And it's very helpful for an educator or a lecturer to carry out an exercise whereby he tests the level of intelligence and knowledge of his learners and audience by posing some questions, and thus generally assist in imparting knowledge to them from knowing where they are. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used analogies. There were occasions when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam removed confusion of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu through an analogy. Sayyidina Abu Zar al-Ghifari narrates that some people from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said to him, O Nabi of Allah, the wealth have been taken, all the rewards, they perform salah as we do, observe fa'as as we do, and give charity from the excess wealth, which we are unable to do owing to our lack of wealth. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then responded and said, has Allah not provided for you to give charity? For every subhanallah is a charity. For every alhamdulillah is a charity. For every Allahu Akbar is a charity. For every la hawla wa la quwata, la ilaha illallah is a charity. For exhorting good deeds is a charity. For prohibiting is a charity. So, you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam removed the perplexity from the Sahaba by pointing out that just as evil acts amount to sin, good acts amount to reward. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba by drawing examples, by drawing sketches, by using gestures, by displaying items, you know, by answering questions. That was the different ways. And from that we understand why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Al-Mu'allim, because he was sent as a Mu'allim to teach people, and he taught them par excellence. And his way of teaching, there's many lessons that we can learn.